AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump set to address the nation tonight on topics he says will include elections and voting machines. And at Donahue reports,
suggesting he could revisit long-debunked conspiracy theories about his 2020 defeat to Joe Biden. Even now, President Trump's nominees, including his Director of National Intelligence pick, Jay Clayton, cannot say Biden won.
I'm not an election denier. Joe Biden was certified as the president of the United States.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the outlook for the president in 2026 is not good.
Donald Trump's election speech tonight is not about the election Trump lost 6 years ago. It is a threat against the election he is afraid to lose this November. Trump may control the microphone tonight, but he will not control the verdict in November.
The president said the speech will cover elections and voting, and he'll have a couple of other things to say also. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Fighting between the U.S. and Iran has intensified. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt.
President Trump is not going to sit by and allow these active acts of terrorism to take place in the Strait without ensuring Iran pays consequences for that.
But there's still talk of a diplomatic solution. Vice President J.D. Vance told podcaster Joe Rogan, you got to be willing to try to figure out the problem. International mediators have been working to resume talks. In Texas, there are now two deaths being reported as the Hill Country faces catastrophic flooding again. Crews have rescued hundreds of stranded drivers and people trapped in homes. Rivers are rising by the hour, and the National Weather Service warns a deadly flood wave is barreling down the Guadalupe River. In financial markets, drops for computer chip makers and other AI winners dragged down stock indexes worldwide. The S&P fell 0.5%, though more stocks in the index rose than fell. The Nasdaq lost 1.5%, while the Dow dropped 105 points or 0.2%. This is AP News. In the World Cup, France and England meet Saturday in Miami, but that's for third place. Mike Kempin tees up Sunday's championship.
Fans in Madrid reacting Tuesday night to Spain's 2-0 win over France. Fans celebrating in Buenos Aires following Argentina's dramatic 2-1 win over England in a World Cup semifinal. Argentina scored two late second-half goals to erase a 1-0 deficit. It will now face Spain in the title game Sunday afternoon, trying to repeat as World Cup champs. I'm Mike Hempen.
And a political note, the British government's urged FIFA to investigate Argentina's soccer team after players posed with a banner claiming sovereignty over the Falkland Islands. Britain and Argentina fought a 10-week war over them in 1982. There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. We make it easy for you to enhance your outdoor living space with the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Build a fire pit or retaining wall with our tumbled Belgian wall blocks. On sale now. Save big on your landscaping project at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save.